Simon says.
Okay, Mark, get in.
You're not late, don't worry.
All right, we'll just go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce.
Here.
Councilmember Biggs.
Here.
Councilmember Laraway.
Here.
Council President McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item is the consent agenda. Questions, comments, anything you want pulled for?
I would move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
A motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Chris, would you call the council? See, she even tried to catch me that time.
Councilmember Bruce.
Aye.
Councilmember Biggs.
Aye.
Councilmember Laraway.
Aye.
Council President McPherson.
Aye.
And that motion carries. That takes us right to public hearings. Consideration to approve case number 2211AN. Troy.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. For the record, Troy Buchanan, Senior Planner here at Cuna Planning and Zoning Department, 751 West 4th Street. So the applications before you this evening are requesting annexation approval to join the city limits applying the R2 zone. And if approved, the applicant is requesting also a lot split for one of the parcels. It is parcel R, as in Ricky, 837200050, or better known as the Weeks parcel, which is the application for 6.3 acres. Public Works conditionally supports this application, contingent that the applicant follows the conditions listed in the engineer's memo. Staff has reviewed the application for eligibility for annexation, and it does qualify, and also for a one-time split, or for a lot split. And staff has also found that it also qualifies for a lot split should the council approve the annexation. Staff has reviewed the proposed annexation for compliance with CUNA City Code, Idaho State Statutes 5222, and also the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. And should the council approve the annexation and also the lot split, staff would recommend the applicant be subject to the proposed condition, recommended conditions as outlined in the staff memo. And I will sit for any questions that you might have.
Okay, questions for Troy?
No, sir.
All right. This is a public hearing. I didn't have anybody sign up to testify in this matter. Is there anybody who wishes to testify that didn't get a chance to sign in? All right. Seeing none.
Mayor, I will be recusing myself from this item for personal conflict.
Okay. All right. Well, we have no testimony. Is there anything else you want to mention, Troy?
For the record, Charby Hinnan, I believe everything that the council needs to know is in the memo or in the packet. This would be, staff would recommend approval of the annexation and a lot split request. It does it does add to the city limits and should be considered a good way to grow.
Okay, very good. Well, question is right blue before against. And Councilmember McPherson has recused himself, so he won't be making any motions in this.
I have nothing for it.
Yeah, most of it was in the memo.
Would you vote for both for each one, or we do both at the same time?
Same time?
You can do at the same time. You will need to do a motion to close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation. And then you would do a motion to either approve or deny case number for the annexation and the case number for the lot split.
I'll make a motion we close evidence presentation and move to deliberation.
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to close the public hearing and move on to deliberation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Nothing.
I had nothing.
Yeah, I didn't have anything.
I make a motion that we approve case numbers 2211-AN and 22-05-LS lot split.
Second.
I have a motion and a second, and would recommend just adding the inclusion of staff
recommendation
for questions. All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That takes us to public hearing on budget ordinance 2023-19. Jared Empey.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Before you, you have the the budget for next fiscal year starting in October, running through September. These are items that we've already discussed at length at our meeting in June, and then the meeting in July, in which we discussed the various funds that the city will maintain during that fiscal year. We've also discussed some items that you had at the prior meetings that touched on various subjects. And we've also discussed if there were any questions, any capital projects that the city had outlined in the packet. The only change that occurred between the tentative budget, which you approved at the prior meeting, and the budget as published in the CUNA Melba News, was one item that we recorded in the grant fund and also a small item in the water and sewer fund. The reason for this is because we've had delays in finishing up the sewer and water master plans, and since these are federal funds, we need to make sure that those are properly budgeted for and accounted for, since we will likely have what's called a single audit for that fiscal year, meaning there's a little more scrutiny for receiving a certain amount of federal funds and grant money. And so we wanted to make sure that those were properly recorded in our budget. Other than that, nothing has changed since the prior meeting that we had last month. And I will sit for any questions you may have.
Okay, questions for Greg?
No, sir.
All right. Did we have a sign-in sheet for this public hearing? Anybody?
In the chat.
Yeah, let's go look and see. Okay, well, I'll just ask, this is a public hearing. We're going to go ahead and open the public hearing. Is there anybody here who wishes to testify in this matter on the budget for the city of Cuba? Okay, seeing none. Well, Jared, thank you for all your work on this. I appreciate it. You make everything clear and concise and transparent as it can possibly be, so I appreciate that very much.
Is there anyone who would like to see the budget, the summary at the very least? Is there, Chris, can we get that on the screen? A couple people who raised their hand. Thank you.
It's also, Chris Engels for the record. It's also on the website in the agenda packet, so people can access it that way as well. If they want more time to look at it.
A much more specific breakdown.
All right.
I'm good.
Good. Okay. I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
I'll second it.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
And then I would move we approve ordinance 2023-19.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion's made and seconded for approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
All right, that takes us to business.
Mayor, we would need a wave of three motions, a wave of three reads as well on this one because it's an ordinance.
Okay. I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2023-19.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of the ordinance. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. All right. Yeah, that takes us to business item 6A. Consideration to approve ordinance 2023-20, municipal ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, amending Section 8, Chapter 6, Title 7 of CUNA City Code, making changes to subsection H and providing a severability clause and directing the city clerk and providing an effective date. Doug Hansen.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA. The City of CUNA requests consideration for an amendment to CUNA City Code, Title 7, Chapter 6, Section 8, Subsection H. Sentence 1 of Subsection H currently reads, if the city engineer and council determine that the sewer system is at or near capacity, the applications for sewer connections will be stopped until such time that the water system has available capacity. Should the proposed amendment receive approval, it will read, if the city engineer and city council determine that the sewer system is at or near capacity, the applications for sewer connections will be stopped until such time that the sewer system has capacity available. I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, question.
Do I have to go out and inspect the sewer?
Yes, you do. I'd wear safety glasses.
And those plugs.
No, I think that just kind of puts us into, I think we've talked about this several times, and just makes sense. So.
Yeah, that's, thank you, Doug. It's good to put it in writing.
Okay, I'd move we waive three readings of ordinance 2023-20.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three meetings, three readings. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I would move we approve ordinance 2023-20.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2023-20. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce.
Aye.
Councilmember Biggs.
Aye.
Councilmember Laraway.
Aye.
Council President McPherson.
Aye.
And that motion carries. Consideration to approve resolution R34A-2023, resolution of the City Council for the City of Cuna, Idaho, repealing all previous personnel manuals and or related personnel policies and procedures, approving and adopting the City of Cuna, Idaho personnel policy version August 2023, authorizing the mayor to execute the manual and the city clerk to attest to the same, directing the human resources director and providing an effective date. Very good. Chance to look at that? You don't want to. Wasn't a lot of big changes in it, but.
I would move we approve resolution R34A-2023.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve resolution R34A-2023. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Item C, consideration to approve resolution R47-2023. Now, therefore, be it resolution of the City Council, the City of Cuna, Ada County, State of Idaho, making certain findings and purposes, authorizing the staff and agents of this city to exercise the city's right of eminent domain to obtain easements for the construction, maintenance of a sewer line, and authorizing any and all necessary actions related thereto and providing an effective date. This was tabled from the July 18th meeting, and staff is recommending that we table again until the next meeting, which is September something. Okay, and then Mark, I don't know if you want to give a quick update.
I can, yes. Mark Bybee, city attorney. So I know that you guys recently met Larry Rinkover, who has been handling the negotiations on this. I've had some correspondence with him. He's had contact, I think, twice with legal counsel for the landowner. One was a fairly long meeting. Larry considered it a productive, good, meaningful meeting, but there's no deal yet, nor has there been a counteroffer where things left off at. Larry's hoping, or not just hoping, he's been told he will hear something back. And depending on what comes of that, what they respond, will determine where we go from here. But with that kind of open-ended situation right now, Larry's request to me was, let's table this to see what their response is after that meeting. And so that's why we're asking to table it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
I make a motion that we table resolution R47-2023 to a date certain of September 5th.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. And that is all we have on the agenda for tonight. Cuna Days was lots of fun. I think the chamber deserves kudos for doing a really good job there. We did the mud run and the cornhole tournament, and that was all really successful. So,
who won the tournament?
That I don't know.
Wasn't my son.
Wasn't you? Wasn't him?
Wasn't my son. No.
He didn't get one of those garbage can trophies. So, no. All right. Well, it was good. It was a good time. So I appreciate. I can't even imagine all the effort that goes into planning a Cuna Days event.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
did it for years.
It's plenty. So, yeah. Anyway, And that's, it seemed to warm up today a little bit. I guess summer's back. We're going to stay here for a little while.
They said it'll be in the 100s, 104 next week.
Or the rest of this week, I think.
Oh, yeah.
100 all week.
Not today.
Until the weekend, then it's going to be like low 80s.
Well, yeah.
Football game this Friday.
Yeah. Well, we had at the funeral in Georgia, it was almost 100, but 90-some percent humidity. So.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, way worse.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Nice.
CUNA versus Centennial.
I just want to remind council this Thursday that we have Legal 101 from 6 until 7, and then joint meeting with council, P&Z, and school district from 6 until, from 7 until 8. We will be serving pizza, Idaho pizza. So if you have a favorite pizza, let me know. And then P&Z will be at Legal 101, and then I'll be sending information to Wendy to let them know that the school district is welcome to attend Legal 101 as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Good. And then in talking to Commissioner Beck, Ada County commissioners are going to want to meet jointly with us and them, so I haven't heard when or any of that yet, so they'll be in contact with staff and trying to get that sorted out. So that should be an interesting meeting. Other than that, that's all I have. So anybody else have anything they wanted to mention?
What day is the game? The high school game?
Friday night.
Friday night?
Friday night.
It's Thursday. Friday night at home.
And who they playing?
Centennial.
Centennial.
That's right. Good.
No, the 17th is the P&Z.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it. We'll be here from 6 to 8, kind of.
I'll be here for that.
Good. All right, well, that's all we have. So meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Hey, Chris.